Welcome to the Creative Boss Babe podcast. Join me, Emily, your host. Every Tuesday and Friday, we talk about all things running a creative business. You can learn how to start a podcast. You can find out why we use Affinity Designer and so many more things that will help you in starting your very own creative brand. I try to keep this podcast as BS-free as possible. So if you want some real, honest talk about what it's like running a business and being an entrepreneur, you definitely will love this show. So let's get into today's episode. Hey, what's up, you guys, and welcome back to the Creative Boss Babe podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about something a little bit different, and that is about my content template membership, the Emily Society. So you guys have heard me plugging it in the last couple of episodes, but if you don't know what it is, basically I started a content template membership where you sign up and each month you get a set of different templates for Affinity Designer. It's a professional graphic design software that I absolutely love. You've heard me talk about why I ditched Adobe for it. And I started this membership as a way to help hardworking creatives cut their content creation time in half and to spend more time doing what they love and learning instead of creating content and being bogged down by trying to create on softwares that don't exactly have a lot of customization options. Canva, cough. So, that being said, I just wanted to answer some questions that I've been getting a lot about the Emily Society. So, let's get into it. So, some of these I did address on Instagram, but I know a lot of you don't follow me on Instagram, so we're going to address them here as well. Question number one is, who are these templates made for? These templates are made for hardworking creative entrepreneurs who are looking to cut their content creation time in half with beautiful custom templates that you can't find on places like Canva or Adobe's template shop. And what platform are these templates made for? Like I said, these templates are made for Affinity Designer. It's a professional, easy-to-use graphic design software for desktop and iPad. I have been using it in my business for 5 months now, and honestly, I will never, ever, ever go back to Adobe. It's incredible, and what's awesome about it is it's a one-time purchase, and you can actually get it right now for 50% off. So you only have to pay $25 for the desktop app and $10 for the iPad app. I will link the software in the description of this episode in case you want to check it out. So another question is from Alyssa Moorhead. She is so incredible. She is one of the members of the society, and she was like, I want to help you out. So here's some questions. This one is, how do you know how many of each type of post to make? Inspo, educational, sales, etc. So when I'm making templates, it's really about what I feel the community needs, what I see trending on social media, and what I want to help them create. So there's not really any rhyme to reason, I guess, to what I create other than posts I see a lot on social media that are like getting popular. Like for June, I'm planning on creating like a Twitter type template so it looks like it's a tweet, because those posts have been so popular recently, and some people don't have Twitter, some people don't use Twitter for their business, and I wanted to create a template to go with that. Also, I know a lot of people are getting ready to launch memberships and courses and whatnot because of the time we're in, so course announcements are also going to be something in the next template drop. It really just depends on what's going on in the world and what I see being popular at the moment and filling in that need. Another one is, how much time do most of us spend creating content each week? Usually most business owners spend about an entire workday, so 8 hours creating content. And it might not seem like it because they split it up. They might do an Instagram post here for 20 minutes. They might do a blog post here for an hour. But overall, it's about 8 hours of content creation each week. And especially when you're going from scratch or you're taking one of those Canva templates and you're customizing it to make it look good, it takes a lot longer. So having these types of templates where it's really easy to just go in and change, like just flip the font and put in your copy. It's really easy to copy and paste and just change a couple of colors, and your content time can be cut in half at least. So yeah, that's how much time you spend creating content each week, about 8 hours. Another question is, why aren't these templates on Canva? So Believe it or not, we've had a couple purchases this week where people think the templates are on Canva. So this is one I really need to address. And the reason these templates are not on Canva is because I'm a huge, huge, huge advocate for creating beautiful graphics, but I absolutely despise Canva and how little customization options they give you on their platform without having to pay a buttload for special features. And even then, you still don't get like as many customization options as you would get using even Adobe or Affinity. So when I set out to do this, I wanted to make it both cost-effective for creatives and make it as easy as possible to get as much customization as possible. So that's why I picked Affinity Designer, which is a software where you purchase it for a one-time purchase. It's not like a subscription where you do it monthly or yearly. It's once. And I created the templates that are super easy to customize, and I created them on that software so you can literally do whatever you want to them. There's so many customization options that you're not bugged down by the software itself. Like on Canva, how you have to upgrade in order to use custom fonts or to have a color palette set in, or how you can't do certain shapes or shape effects, things like that. So really, it made more sense to do it on a software where it's more cost effective in the end and you end up getting more customization options. So I also want to address this question because I was asked it a lot. And it's, if I purchased it before, will my subscription change when you raise the price? So something I'm doing is raising the price. Originally it was $7. You've heard me talk about it. But I'm raising the price to $27, $47, and $97, and here's why. I set out with the intention of making the price as low as possible for the founding price. So this was the introductory price that I was hoping people would like and would pay and would give me a really good insight into like if people would actually get the society. And so I figured $7 was a great price for that. But as time went on, I started getting more ideas for what I wanted to do and what I wanted to add to the membership. So while doing that, I was like, okay, I'm going to instead up the price a little and add more features. So when I up the price to $27, it's still the base package where you get all the templates immediately and you get access to all the monthly coaching calls. And then if you upgrade to the $47 package, or if you purchase the $47 package, you get the templates, the monthly group coaching calls, and you get the option of having monthly one-on-one coaching calls, as well as you get like customized action plans for your brand to help you grow. And when you upgrade to the $97 package, you get everything in the $47 package. But instead of the optional monthly one-on-one calls, you get optional weekly one-on-one calls. So it really just helps creatives really grow their brand more. It gives them a more one-on-one option instead of just saying, like, here's some templates and that's it. I wanted to help them more and give them more, like, one-on-one help and training and that kind of stuff. So that's why the pricing has gone up as it is. But if you purchased at the $7 price, then you get to stay at that price for eternity as long as the membership is going. I didn't want to like have people purchase at the $7 price then automatically up them. It just was not fair to them. It's not something that I feel like anybody should ever do, especially without notice or anything. So if you purchased at the $7 price, you actually get to keep it at the $7 price and you don't have to worry. But now the price is $27. And if you guys are interested in joining the membership, you can do so now by heading to the link in my description, canyonmooncreative.com/society. And you can click on that and it'll take you to the page. You can find out more and you can sign up from there. So yeah, another question. When does this month's templates launch? So this month's templates actually launched today, May 15th. I'm super excited for it. All the members of the society now have access to them, and they're just so beautiful and incredible, and I absolutely love them all. So yeah, if you wanted to do that, they're available now. So you can go purchase and immediately get access to all of them. Okay, give me a second to open my Instagram stories. I have been posting a lot about the society, so I'm sorry if you follow me on Instagram. It's just that's what's been happening. So, more questions. There's so many. Is this only for content templates? So, originally, yes, it was. It was only for content templates, and nobody, like, there was not going to be anything else. But as I said, as I felt like, as I tried to grow more, I was like, there's more I want to add to it. I want to add one-on-one. I want to add customized action plans and that kind of stuff. So no, it's no longer just content templates. You get so much more than that. Plus, when you sign up, you actually get two bonuses. You get a free Show It website template, which usually costs around $200 to $300. And you also get a content planning bundle for Asana. It's a bunch of different Asana boards to help you plan out your content. So those alone are like a lot of money that you get extra when you sign up for the membership. What kind of templates are included? Okay, so kind of touched on this, but each month you get a pack of 10 social media templates, and it's split up into 5 square and 5 vertical. So you have like the 5 square posts that work really well on Instagram and Facebook feeds, and then you have the vertical posts that work really well on stories. And in those templates, you get whatever it is. Like in June, you'll get the Instagram template and course announcement, that kind of stuff. You also get an opt-in template because a lot of us do end up creating opt-ins for our brands, and it's something that helps us bring in new leads and whatnot. So every month you get a new one of those. It varies between like what's going to happen with it. April's drop was a very simple one. May's drop was a text heavy one with infographics in it and a checklist. And June's drop is actually a surprise. You also get a new brand identity every month. So if you're looking to like give your brand an upgrade, you want a new logo and whatnot, you actually get logo templates along with an entire brand identity that you can kind of edit and make your own. The first drop in April had one called Wildflower. It was based on the 5 Seconds of Summer song because it had just come out as a single, and I was like, yes. And then the second one is Sunshine Social, and it's one I absolutely love. I saw it for, I just had this idea, and I was like, I gotta try it. So I built it, and I was like, oh my goodness, this is gorgeous. If I didn't have a brand identity already that I absolutely loved, I would be using this. Like, that's how much I love it. And again, just like with the other template, June's is gonna be a surprise because I don't want to give away everything. But you get all of those, plus you usually get some sort of surprise template. So April's surprise template was a business card template that you could edit and make your own. And May's was the YouTube starter graphic starter kit, so the thumbnails and end screen and banner. Every month, like I said, you get a different one. So it might be a print object, it might be a digital project, it might be an extra opt-in, it might be extra social media templates. It really depends, but what's amazing about it is it's always going to be different, and it's always going to be a surprise, and that's what I absolutely, absolutely love. Okay, so I think that's it for the questions I've gotten. There were a lot, and I've answered most of them. If you guys have any other questions, feel free to reach out to me on Instagram at Canyon Moon Creative Co. It's always linked in the description of the episode. You can click there and go send me a message and be like, hey, let's chat for a minute about this. And I'd be more than happy to answer all your questions and help you out in any way I can. But yeah, that's it for the questions. Let's get into the rest of the episode. Guys, since signing up, Flowdesk's email marketing platform has changed the way I operate my business. The simple, aesthetically pleasing platform has taken my biz from one newsletter a year to once a week, if not more. With amazing, easy-to-customize templates from the Rising Tide Society and Jenna Kutcher, you can find the perfect email template for you. Each template also includes a plug-and-play copy and amazing fonts. You can sign up right now and get a free month plus 50% off your subscription now when you sign up at flowdesk.com/c/dreamnow. Again, you can sign up at flowdesk.com/c/dreamnow. This is one tool you definitely should have in your creative business toolbox. Okay guys, so like I have a new ad for you. I know you're like, oh my god, a new ad, I can't wait. Okay, So, let me be honest and tell you, this is not like a sponsorship. This is just me absolutely loving this company and having a referral code to give you guys like money off so you can experience this and work with this amazing company and get their products and just support them because they're super amazing, especially right now. So, this week I want to tell you guys about Imperfect Foods. Imperfect Foods is honestly an amazing grocery delivery system that delivers you the foods that grocery stores deem imperfect, whether there's too much that couldn't be sold in stores or it doesn't look right so it wouldn't be sold anyways, or if there's an abundance, whatever it is, this place takes that produce or that food and instead of wasting it and letting it just like rot, they sell it at a discounted price and offer free delivery to your place. And like, it's super, super, super amazing. I have used it for almost a month now. I've gotten two deliveries from them because I have it bi-weekly and I am just obsessed. This place is so amazing. You can get amazing fresh produce. It lasts for a long time that you can use for cooking and like just snacking on, eating if you're that kind of person where you just eat fresh veggies or whatever. You can do that. They have vegetables, fruit. They even have like fish, salmon, chicken, beef, sausages, milk. I got oat milk from them and I am obsessed. Obsessed. Everything is an amazing, amazing price. It's so much cheaper than grocery stores. And with the pandemic going on and everything going on, you guys can actually get it delivered straight to your door. And it's just, it's absolutely, absolutely amazing. So if you guys want to check it out, head to the link in the description. It'll be linked down there with all of my info, with my code and everything. You guys can get $10 off your order, which is huge. I usually only spend about $20 on my purchase. So like $10 off of that, pretty damn good, right? So if you guys want it, definitely go sign up. All the information will be in the description of this episode. And again, Imperfect Foods, if you guys want to support an amazing, amazing company, they are truly really amazing. You want to not leave your house and still get amazing fresh produce and things to eat with, groceries, that kind of thing, check them out. So again, if you guys want Imperfect Foods and get $10 off your order, check out the information in the description of this episode.
Are you ready to streamline your business with one amazing CRM software? Sign up now for Dubsado and save 20% off your first month or year when you use the code Canyon Moon Creative Co. You can use Dubsado for a variety of different things, from contracting and invoicing to creating to-do lists and setting up portals for your clients. There are so many amazing, amazing things that Dubsado can do that I highly recommend you adopt it into your business and use it so well. It's amazing. So again, if you guys want to save 20% off your first month or year with Dubsado, then you should check out canyonmooncreative.com/resources. It's linked in the description of this episode. Click there. You can find Dubsado and use our discount code now to sign up and get your business started on the right track. So, this week's Small Creator Shoutout is a little bit different than usual because I wanted to share with you guys something so excited that's coming to your screens very, very soon that you can sign up for right now and get ready to use to help grow your passion into a brand. And it is a summit called the Branded Babe Summit. So, this is something I've been wanting to do for a while and I decided why not launch it now when the fate of everything is so uncertain and a lot of people are wanting to turn their passions into businesses. So I created the summit and I'm so freaking excited for it. I have been talking to some amazing, amazing, amazing speakers and sponsors and getting this event ready to go so you guys can learn and do so much from it. That being said, you guys can sign up right now for the summit, which takes place on July 13th to 15th. by heading to learn.brandedbabesummit.com. It'll be linked in the description of the episode. You can go there and you can register. It's completely free. You don't even have to pay unless you want one of those lifetime tickets where you can go back and watch the talks afterwards and get all the exclusive funness. But yeah, I'm very excited for it. I hope you guys are too. Again, if you guys want to sign up for the Branded Babe Summit and become one of the attendees, you can do so by heading to learn.brandedbabesummit.com right now and signing up. I can't wait to see you there. So, this week's song of the week is one I just discovered recently that I'm kind of obsessed with. And it's called What If I'm Happy by Hardcastle. And it is just like the ultimate summer vibe. And I don't know about y'all, but I am so freaking ready for summer. I'm ready to be by the pool and go swimming every week and like just having the best life ever. I love summer just as much as I love winter. And I can't wait for all my summer adventures with my friends and my boyfriend and just living my best life. So yeah, if you want a great song with some summer vibes, it's called What If I'm Happy by Hardcastle. And you can listen to it now by searching for it wherever you listen to music. Or you can head to the official Creative Boss Babe podcast playlist on Spotify. It's linked in the episode description. And you can listen to this song as well as all the other songs ever featured on the podcast. So yeah, this week's song of the week is What If I'm Happy by Hardcastle. So this week's tip of the week is actually one that I feel like you guys be like, you're so annoying. But it's if there's something you really, 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 really want to do, fucking do it. Don't let anything stop you. If you want to start that summit, do it. Go sign up for Hey Summit. Go do something. If you want to launch that podcast, sit down with your phone, open your voice notes app, and start recording. If you want to start that YouTube channel, pull up your camera app and start talking. It doesn't matter how big or scary it is. All that matters is your passion and drive. And if it's something that you're passionate about and that you're wanting to do, do it. Don't let anything stop you. So, yeah, that's it for this episode. I talked a lot about everything I'm doing. I hope that's okay with you guys. I don't usually talk about it often. Usually we talk more about topics and whatnot, but today is a little different and it's something that I really wanted to share with you all. So if you guys want to join and become a part of the Amelie Society, you can do so now, again, at the link in our description, canyonmooncreative.com/society. It's very easy to go and sign up, and it's honestly such an incredible group of people and so many amazing templates. You're honestly getting a huge bargain. So go ahead and do that. Also, if you guys are looking for something to do July 13th to 15th, like I said, go and sign up for the Branded Babe Summit. You can do so at learn.brandedbabesummit.com. Okay. If you want to stay up to date on everything happening with the podcast, follow us on Instagram at Candy Moon Creative Co. Again, linked in the description, just like everything else is. And you can go and check out our stories, see what we're up to. You can learn more about all of our fun projects and going-ons, as well as just, you know, experiencing some great content. Okay. That's it for this episode. I hope it was okay with you guys. If not, totally understand. I will be back on Tuesday with a brand new episode. Bye!